GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Gee, listen to how clean the phone line sounds when you say good morning to Dave Richmond, the Director of Bureau of Veteran Services in our state.
Good morning,
Dave. Rick. Thanks for having me this morning.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, George.
Good Lord, he sounds like he's sitting right next to us.
That's good.
That's that state money on phone lines, I guess.
Look, this is a National Guard phone line.
Oh, see? That's the difference. It's important that we have you on the phone line. You were in here not too long ago and told us the significance of September as being Suicide Prevention Awareness Month, correct?
That's right. That's right, Rick.
According to CDC facts, or numbers, suicide rates have increased by 30% since 1999. And the numbers are awesome. 41,000 individuals die by suicide, and that leaves behind their family, their friends, others to have to navigate what's left. With veterans, we've often talked about it. We will today, but at least in September, we try to bring some awareness to the problem.
We do, George, and the in Maine. You know, we're a big state, but we're a small community. And I think everyone in some way or another has been affected by a veteran taking their life in our state.
We're talking about the men and women that took an oath, put on a uniform, often deployed, served, returned, did their best to come back into society. Where did we drop the ball on providing them the services that they need to overcome such an emotional wall?
There are so many resources available, and I think you and I talked about this, Rick. It's just that not every veteran can bring themselves to take advantage of it and bring, you know, admit that, hey, I'm struggling with something here. And we have yet collectively been able to crack the code on how to make that happen. We are trying. We've formed a team in our state made up of the vet centers, the VA, DHHS, NAMI, everyone who is trying to solve this problem of veteran suicide and suicide. And we have come up with a plan. And as you know, these first 2 weeks of September have been dedicated to getting people who know veterans or come in contact with veterans to understand the signs that they may see of a veteran in crisis and what to do. And then week two was spent on, you know, coming up with a family plan. You know, if you're a family of a veteran, what's your plan going to be if this crisis happens? Specifically, what are you going to do? Week three that we're coming into is all about resources. It's all about catching veterans before they're in crisis. And our key event next week is on September 17th, starting at 1, but it's going to go till 4. And it's a veteran resource gathering at the Hall of Flags at the State House. The governor's going to speak. Commissioner Randy Liberty is going to speak. Director Tracy Davis of VA Maine Healthcare will speak. We're going to have 31 resource providers in that Hall of Flags. There's so many people there that we're going to have to share tables. So, but when I talk about resource providers, I'm talking about vet centers, VA Maine, CDC from Maine, NAMI, back in the mainstream, Maine Arts Commission, Project Healing Waters, Canines on the Frontline, Riding to the Top. People who are trying to help veterans cope with experiences they may have had in service, and that's what I'm talking about when I'm saying catch them before they're in crisis.
The veteran suicide rate is at least 1.5 times greater than non-veteran population. We hear the number 22 a day. But one of the interesting stats is that the suicide rate for young veterans is increasing substantially. That you would think it would might be otherwise, but it's 18 to 34 where the biggest jump has been. Why is that?
I wish I could tell you, George. That is a significant rise in that population, 18 to 34. Our goal in having this collection of resources at the State House was to have something that appeals to every demographic in Maine. So So if you're not into fly fishing or fly tying, maybe you're into art, or maybe you're into equine therapy or canines. You want to be involved with training a canine, or maybe you need one. There's such a collection of people who wanted help in one place that I'm really hoping that employers in the area will find the ability to cut a representative loose and get down to the statehouse during that 1 to 4 time period so that they can see what's available for veterans. It's not just about getting the veteran down there, although that would be perfect, but it's about everyone understanding what's available and encouraging veterans to go out there and take advantage of these resources.
As we focus on the resources that are available and those that should step up and receive them, Dave Richmond, the director of the Bureau of Veterans Services, if they can't make it there, where do they go online? Let's just take a moment and park here to let them know what resources are available or the first step toward resources are available online in our state, Dave.
Okay. Their first stop should be go to our website, which is www.maine.gov/veterans. And we have all of the events that we know about highlighted there. And by the way, those classes that I was talking about, I was on my way back from Southern Maine yesterday, and the Lewiston Vet Center was hosting a 2-day assist training, and I couldn't find a parking place in the parking lot. That's a really good sign. Everyone was taking that class in particular was booked, but not all of them are, and they're not all over yet either. There's one on September 16th and one on September 24th that NAMI's sponsoring in the Augusta area, one in Hollowell, one in Fairfield. You can see on our website where those are and when. And this isn't going to work if we can't get people out to these events. So I would really encourage the public to go to our website, maine.gov/veterans, check out what's available, and come down to the resource gathering next Tuesday, September 17th, from 1 to 4 in the Maine State House Hall of Flags.
One of the keys to turning this around is getting support quickly, not letting it fester. So people who live with them or are associated with veterans need to speak up quickly and really try to get them to some type of psychological well-being and or some help somewhere. Don't wait.
Don't wait. In fact, don't forget about the crisis line. You know, the crisis line, you guys did a great job of getting the word out about the number. It's 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 for veterans. You can also text 838255. That's the first step. If you are aware of a veteran in crisis or you yourself, a veteran, are in crisis, call that number. They can help you immediately. And then it's about stabilizing from crisis and then finding, you know, help with connection to some of these resources that can keep you out of crisis. They've been proven. A lot of these, not everything works for everyone, but something is going to work for everyone.
This person writes to us, I wish this group could do more sessions like this throughout the state. Travel to Augusta isn't an option for many. We've heard that there are outreach efforts. We know that not every veteran can get to Augusta, Dave.
Mm-hmm. So I talked about the team that we formed with the vet centers. They're in our communities all over the state. I just highlighted Lewiston, and I was at Springvale yesterday and Lewiston, but there's one in Caribou. There's one in Bangor, and two of the trainings were given in Bangor. One training and one safety planning session was sponsored at the Bangor Vet Center. We acknowledge that you have to have help in your community. That's why I really leaned on the vet centers hard, because they are there. They are in our communities. And if there's not a vet center near you, there's somebody that can help. We have veteran service offices spread throughout the state. We have one in Machias, one in Caribou, one in Bangor. We're all over the state as well. And if you're still not close to a class, we can, they're on our website. There's a link to Psych Armor, which will take you through the trainings online.
I know the end game is to prevent every one of them, but that probably is not possible at this moment, but what will we call success? Just driving the numbers down?
That would certainly be a positive indication, George, but I know you're a veteran. The way I'm looking at this is failure's not an option. It's get it down to zero. So that's my goal.
The person that wrote to us asking about reaching out wrote back, I didn't hear a thing about that. I am in this community. But now they know. And they said, thank you for answering their question. This person writes to us, I'm going to paraphrase what they say. Veterans are killing themselves because they started fighting battles long before they put on a uniform. Is that something you're hearing, Dave?
I don't know if you can make a general statement like that, Rick.
Yes.
Everyone has things that they struggle with. Certainly as a veteran, you are exposed to global problems very quickly. And you end up, when you come out of service, you have seen and done things that many of your civilian counterparts have not. So I think that probably the larger issue for veterans is the things they've seen and done while in service, not before they got there.
We operate with such a broad brush all of the time. Not every veteran who served comes back and is susceptible to suicide. There's a number that have texted in and saying, you know, I went over, I didn't have that problem. But many do. I don't know what the separation is between those who come back and have these problems and those who don't. But that in essence, is the big problem, isn't it?
You know, George, it's I've heard it described as everyone has like a glass that may be empty. And the number of experiences that you have that fill you up to the top and put you in crisis is all up to, you know, every person is different. And it's not an indicator of, somebody stronger or better because their glass doesn't fill up as fast. It's just how they're made, how they're put together. And it's just, that's why this problem is so difficult to solve, because there's no accounting for what it's going to take to fill up somebody's glass like that.
Mm. I think we all have stories of friends that have returned and we've shared on the air before. I think last time you were in our studio, Dave, we talked about it. A friend of ours, a gentleman that both George and I know, came back from a deployment, said he didn't need the services that were offered. And it wasn't until his wife said to him, you're not acting the way you used to. You're not treating me. You're not treating your children the way you used to. You're angry. That's when he blinked and said, I did need that help. And I should have taken that help. And he went back and got it. And in our final moments, it's not too late. If you said no before, you can come back and you can receive the help you need, right?
Absolutely. I listened to a soldier retiring from the Maine Army National Guard a month or two ago, and who I think very highly of. And no one really knew this about him, but he said, you know, I want you soldiers coming in to the Guard right now and airmen to realize that it's okay to ask for help. I did it, and it helped me. It's okay to ask for help. In fact, that would be the message of the morning. It's okay. We're going to hear from people next week on the 17th who have gone through this and then struggled with asking for the help. Mm-hmm. But then they took it and it helped them. That's what this is about.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.